That does it for the show. We've got the 8 o'clock buzz coming up next. After headlines from the BBC World News Service, it's 8 o'clock in South Central Wisconsin. This is Peter Haney saying we'll see you on the back porch next week.
Hello, I'm Emily Thomas with the BBC News. A federal government agency in the United States says the container ship, which crashed into a bridge in Baltimore City, had lost propulsion and warned officials of a possible collision. The Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed into the Patapsco River within minutes of being hit. The Baltimore Fire Department says at least seven people are missing. Two others have been rescued, one of them in critical condition. Our correspondent on the scene, Tom Bateman, says video footage had shown a number of vehicles on the bridge.
When you wind it back a few minutes before, you can see at certain points how busy the bridge was with traffic. At the minute running up to the moment of impact, it appeared that there was less traffic on the bridge than there had been a few moments beforehand. Fortunately, although it's not entirely clear, because it's only the sort of bigger vehicles and the lorries that you can really clearly see in the video, they have talked about vehicles and at least one, what they described as tractor trailer or large truck, they fear was in the water. That's why we've been able to hear the helicopters at search and rescue still carrying out that operation.
Alex Del Sordo owns a cafe near the bridge. One of his staff saw the structure collapse.
One of our employees here, a former first responder, had heard it, actually. He said that it sounded like a very large, long rumbling, like a train going through. He just dozed back off to sleep, and at 3 o'clock in the morning, he had gotten phone calls from police department, fire department, saying, like, you need to get up.
The Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, has said that the apparent rejection by Hamas of a current proposal for a truce in Gaza shows the damage done by the UN Security Council resolution demanding an immediate ceasefire. Mr. Netanyahu said that Israel would not, in his words, surrender to Hamas's delusional demands and would continue to pursue all its war aims. South Africa's governing ANC party has failed in a bid to stop a new rival party from running in the upcoming national election. The country's electoral court rejected a legal challenge to the MK party, which is backed by former president Jacob Zuma. Jenny Hill is in Johannesburg.
Supporters of MK, dressed in green, danced in celebration outside the court. The decision allows the party to run as planned in the election at the end of May. South Africa's governing party, the ANC, had argued in vain that MK hadn't met the official criteria for registration. The party, which takes its name from the now disbanded armed wing of the ANC, has the backing of Jacob Zuma, the former ANC leader and South African president. The current ANC leadership faces a potentially bruising election, with polls predicting that the party, which has governed for 30 years, could lose its majority for the first time.
Jenny Hill reporting. This is the latest world news from the BBC.
Support for this program comes from DaneNet. Since 1996, this Madison nonprofit has focused on digital equity, both by providing professional IT, tech, and website support to other nonprofits in Dane County, as well as digital equity programming in the community. DaneNet's goal isn't to make a profit. It's to help leverage technology in order to increase the efficiency and impact of nonprofit organizations. Nonprofit organizations looking for IT, tech, or website support can visit danenet.org for more information. That's Dane as in Dane County and net as in nothing but net. danenet.org.
WORT thanks its listener sponsors and Just Coffee, Madison's Fair Trade Roasting Cooperative. Just Coffee buys fair trade coffee to ensure equitable conditions for coffee grower cooperatives around the world and roasts locally in small batches. More information at 204-9011 or on the web at justcoffee.coop.
You wake up to the 8 o'clock buzz to get the week started.
Now, we need the help of a good volunteer to run our on-air operations each Monday.
Sure, that means waking up a little earlier.
To get to the station around 7:30.
But that's why WORT has coffee.
So that you can start your week off right.
WORT is recruiting a volunteer to run the soundboard each week on Monday mornings from 7:30 to 9 a.m.
You'd run all on-air operations for a morning program, The 8 O'Clock Buzz with Brian Standing.
No experience is necessary, but a familiarity with computers and a strong sense of punctuality and reliability are preferred.
For details, call 608-256-2001 and ask to speak with Shali Pittman.
Or head online to WORTFM.org/volunteer to fill out our volunteer application.
You're listening to WORT 89.9 Madison. Listener sponsored community radio.
The People's Station.
No justice! No peace! No justice! No peace! No justice! No peace! No justice!
No peace! No, I say you've been misled. You've been had. You've been took.
Man, listen, this is 2023, and we swinging chairs. I am not my ancestors, B.
Good morning, Madison.
Okay.
Mad Town, it's Tuesday, and it's your two turned up Tuesday
turned
crew.
Turned. Good morning.
Welcome to WORT 8 o'clock Buzz. It's the Tuesday show, so you know you've got me, Tara, aka Tia the Plug.
The Plug.
Who else we got in the house?
You got Lola Latour in the building, fresh off her trip from New York City,
nice,
y'all.
Nice show out. Show out.
Are more in the building. I ain't went nowhere. I've been here.
Been back to forth to Beloit like 20 times, bro. And who else?
Antoine,
we have a beautiful guest in house.
Antoine McNeil. Oh. I'm here.
Yes, Antoine.
I didn't know you were on the call-in, brother. I'm so sorry.
I'm like the Wizard of Oz today. Look up.
Okay, because I said we got an empty chair. I was like, where the brother at? Welcome, sir. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, Antoine.
And before I cut the brother off, I was going to say, and we've got a gorgeous, fabulous guest in house.
Yep,
who do we have with us? Introduce yourself, ma'am.
I'm everybody's favorite, Auntie Jackie.
That's a fact. That's a snappy fact.
So somebody hit the bells.
I know. Ding, ding, ding. We need to get that. We got to holler at DJ. DJ G money to get us a
ding, ding, ding.
Wait, hold on. Okay.
We got it.
Okay, so you see we having a party. It's a party. Right?
Every Tuesday.
But now, is it Aries season yet?
Or yes, it is.
Okay, it kicked off. So it's Aries season.
Yeah.
So I was reading, y'all know how me and my horoscopes. So I was reading earlier last week, and it was saying how the horoscope I read talks funny. So it's like the muggles in your life, right? So mm-hmm. the non-spiritual, right, folks, think that the beginning of the year is January.
Mm-hmm.
But that spiritual people who are tapped in our line, know that Aries season
is
kicks it off.
Yeah, it is.
And so I read more on that, and it's like the idea, something that we've been experiencing and been talking about internally, that first quarter has been rough,
mm-hmm.
right? And so lots of folks are feeling their energy shift and things starting to come around in March. We see it because, look, it's the events are back cracking, old partnerships are, you know, mm-hmm. reaching back out, things are getting going, spring is trying to sprung.
But I thought that
was so interesting that the Aries season is considered this kickoff to spiritual energy. We're about to have an eclipse, and there's some other stuff going on with the moon, mm-hmm. like a worm moon, somebody was telling me.
Yeah.
I ain't dug into all that, but I know I feel it.
Yeah.
Right?
For sure.
My energy, things I've been working on manifesting, they coming.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't surprise me that Miss Jackie is born, entered the world during this season, because those of us who know and love her know that she brings the magic.
Yes.
Okay.
And so we are here for multiple reasons, but Miss Jackie's joining us because it's her birthday on Friday,
hey.
And we want to celebrate
yes.
her, but also she's going to share with us some of her accomplishments, some things she's got going on, some really important anniversary that's coming up. And so yeah. I'm going to pause a moment and let you just tell the people a little bit about what's going on.
Yeah. All right, y'all. So basically, I'm older and I am looking at how do I retire and what type of legacy do I want to leave in Madison. I've been doing things around town in this city for a lot of years. Dinner with Soul Santa, officially 15 years, but unofficially, it's been about 20 to 25 years because I started it with my kid group out in Sun Prairie back in 1997. Ooh, did I just really say that? But anyway, I had found an old Madison Times magazine and it had the story. Same thing with my back to school bash. I had a group in Sun Prairie called Jackie's Girls Group and TADA, Tobacco Alcohol Drug Intervention Program. And I did these activities with those groups. So officially, for the community, I've been doing the back to school bash, the dinner with Soul Santa, and the pre-Mother's Day brunch all for 15 calendar years. Nice. We celebrated that last year. Wow. But as I look into legacy and what it is that I want to leave and how I want to leave the community, I've been watching y'all youngins, especially Tara, Brandy, Brianna. I've been watching what y'all do. My own baby, Julian. I've been watching y'all, and I'm like, these youngins is on fire, and my old tail can sit down. But I have still some fire left in me.
That's right.
And I also have a lot of wisdom, and I have a lot of lived experience. There's some things that I can still pass down, and I'm trying to figure out how to package that up so that it's not like everybody don't have to start from scratch. You can build on it and make it your own, you know, and I'm loving that. Yeah. You know, I'm embracing it, to be honest. To be honest, I won't be doing the events this year. My daughter, Janetta, says we need some fresh stuff, Mom. And I'm loving what she's doing with this Mother's Day brunch this year. Awesome. I'm just watching my babies blossom like, oh, my God. But they watch this all their lives. That's all they know is a community service mom, you know. So they are doing the darn thing. My son did brought back Johnny Winston's block party and street ball tournament a few years ago as a partnership. He wanted to test it out because he wanted the kids on the South Side to have some resemblance of what he grew up loving about the South Side. Mm-hmm. And this year it's about to be a major, major event. I'm so excited for him. And y'all already read the Madison in Business magazines, you know, the 40 under 40. Like, he's about to be in a Black Spaces conversation with Dr. G, Dr. Anthony. This young, brilliant mind is just doing things. But the other part of it is that in my leaving legacy, I've created or am in the process of creating like some blueprints to just kind of leave. One is this, I call it Exploring Principles of Leadership. Mm-hmm. And it's grassroots people, everyday people that you go to, like the person in the community that everybody go to when they need something. Who do you ask? You know, you go to so-and-so. And so I started this years back. And basically it puts... it gives them vocabulary like collaboration, integrity, ethics, things like that, that they know they have those things, but they don't contextualize them, right? And so I start off, you know, helping people understand who they are. Mm. So I've morphed that EPL multiple times now to fit specific populations, and from it I've also created Empower Her. And that's my baby right there now. Empower Her. And Empower Her also has been morphed to create different, I mean to serve different populations. And basically at the end of the day, if I have to define it as something, it's a personal development. because it's about you. And it helps whatever it is. Like somebody told me once, Jackie, you got the secret sauce. You don't have to fight for money. You don't have to. It's going to find you.
That's right.
And I help others identify their secret sauce because we all got it. Mm-hmm. There's something that you are so passionate about, something that you've experienced that you don't want nobody else to have to go through, or something that you learned that you feel like everybody should do this or know this so they don't have to go through like I did. Mm-hmm. And that's your secret sauce. Now you got to package it up in a nice little box and put a bow on top of it. And people can imitate it, but can't nobody bring Jackie flavor to Jackie's stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what you do. You can do an EPL. You can do a leadership development training. You can do a personal development training. And that's fine. The other part of it is everybody don't get down with Jackie's flavor. Mm. And I'm cool with that, too.
I know that.
You know,
right.
So I weed things out. My energy ain't for everybody, and I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, first of all, I'm old, and I don't got time to play games no more. So you want it, come and get it. If you don't,
you're here for the kids.
We good.
I get the impression that as a young woman, you weren't there for the games, Miss Jackie. So let's start there.
I don't like
there.
To talk about her. You know, I'm celebrating 30 years. 30 calendar years free from a crack cocaine addiction.
Good job. Congratulations.
That tore my family apart, and not just my relationships with my children, but with my family members. My mom passed while I was in my addiction, and those last memories of moments spent with her, they don't horrify me anymore because I'm healed, or I continue to heal. I don't know that there's ever a place you get to where you like, ta-da, mm-hmm. I'm all healed, I'll never hurt again. But I'm healing in that area and I'm better. And those moments propel me to be better with my own. And, you know, just I had an epiphany over the holidays, this past holiday season, because there were my family, my kids, they had chose to do things. And it felt like I wasn't included. But it's not that I wasn't included. It was because I was projecting my trauma, my losses, my losses onto them. My kids were like, well, we don't have that. Like, we do everything with you. We did, you know, like, and when they said that, I was like, wow. And it was my two youngins that said that. Yeah. And the truth of the matter is they don't know the addiction, mom. They have no, when they hear stories, when we go on the block, I have to tell people in Chicago, don't talk to my kids about that. They don't know her. Man, Jackie, you was notorious. Like, you a living legend. You this. I'm like, no. Mm-hmm. I don't glorify those days at all. And my babies, these two for real, don't know nothing about that, Jackie. Mm-hmm. Especially they say, man, I can't believe, Ma, you used to do, you know, some of the things that you used to do. But I did. But from that, I have lived a life that I hope is pleasing to God, first of all. Because if it had not been for a loving Savior, a loving God who saw me and heard me cry out from quarantine in a cell at the Cheetah, where I vowed that if he brought me through this, that I would spend the rest of my life serving. And I didn't even recognize that I was serving all those years. You know, everything I created, for the most part, was from a need that I, as a single mom, raising all them doggone kids, needed. You know, I needed, and I needed it to be clean and sober. Mm-hmm. So I started creating, and that's how all this stuff just started happening, you know, even in my church. Yeah. You know, just started serving And then next thing you know, we got all these things, all these little initiatives, and I'm doing Thanksgiving baskets, Christmas baskets. I'm not making Christmas baskets with turkey and hams. I'm making Christmas baskets with cereal, eggs, pork chops, chicken, because my kids is home for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, we need extra groceries. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I said, y'all go to Goodman Center and get y'all turkey basket. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We finna have bacon in it. You know, like, then everybody wanted my Christmas and Thanksgiving baskets, and so we just step it up.
Look, he just got hungry. You know?
So that's how that kind of stuff started. But yeah, 30 years free from the disease of addiction.
Yeah. I want to commend you. I don't want to stop you, Ms. Jackie, when you're giving a testimony, right? And what you're doing is so, no, I say that because it's part of your story. And what happens is we have testimonies. We all experience stuff and we don't always talk about it, right? Mm-hmm. We have a lot of shame or guilt about what we go through. Mm-hmm. And you got to think from a lot of, especially in our community, African-Americans, Black people, we've seen crack addiction. We've seen drug, cocaine. We've seen it on the dealing side. So you being able to say, this is what the other side looks like is refreshing. Right. You know, when I see you, when I hear Jackie Moores, like, I'm so happy to see y'all in the community always.
That's my work,
not
babe.
Just take it. Yeah, that's right. What I see y'all work, but I see Jackie and Jackie, y'all always getting it together, but y'all like represent what it looks like to say redemption is okay. Like being in community is okay. Being positive is okay. Cause a lot of times, you know, we get stuck in the mind state. We come from poverty, we come from the hood. No, the way you change it and make it look good with or without an organization, I know if you're going to be there, it's going to be something that's at least classy or something that we can go to. So I'm thankful for you and telling your testimony, because a lot of people suffer from addiction still to this day. We do. It could be pills, marijuana, lean, whatever they on, and we don't often tell what the other side looks like. Mm-hmm. So I thank you for telling your story.
Mm-hmm. All right, youngin, I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, youngin.
Yeah, he one of my youngest too.
I like that.
Right. He ain't complaining. We at that age where we don't complain about youngin. We own that. Thank you.
Still youngin.
Hold on. Salute.
I mean, I want you to know, Ms. Jack, you're a living legend now, right here in Madison. Yeah. I told Tara yesterday, I said, I live in Milwaukee, and I was going to shoot home and just do the calling. And I told Tara, I said, I'm really going to try, because I want to be in her presence in the morning. I want to see her. I want to be here. I want to watch her and look at her.
Oh,
you're a living
beautiful.
Legend right now.
That's beautiful.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
Again, all of that was nothing that I ever sought to be. Mm-hmm. Like, I ain't strike out in my life, oh, I'm finna be a living. No, I'm just Jackie from the block. You know what I'm saying? And then I chose to allow God to use Jackie from the block. Mm-hmm. There's spaces that Jackie from the block can go into, like, that other people can't. And that's facts. Those are facts. You know, in my master's program, so I do have a master's degree. I am educated.
Let's go.
Regardless of how I talk.
Say it again.
I said, I am educated, but regardless of how I talk, like, one of the things that, you know, that stands out in my master's program is a paper that I wrote. And my advisor was saying, Jackie, you have to write your papers in academic language. We need to know that you're understanding. I said, if I go back to my community talking about I'm about to do a statistical an analysis of the disproportionate numbers of whatever, right?
Blah, 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 blah.
And my community, and they're going to look at me like, oh, no, we ain't messing with Jackie no more.
Jackie
has
switched it up.
Right? Like, we ain't messing with Jackie no more. And then she said, well, perhaps you need to become bilingual, Jackie. I said, perhaps it's you who needs to become bilingual.
Yeah.
And the whole class erupted. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's nah, right. Nah, nah, nah. And so basically what I did was everything I learned, I translated it. How can I use this back in my community? How can I make this work? And it's a lot of stuff, terms that I've forgotten, but I haven't forgot the application.
Mm-hmm.
See, and that's how I'm relatable. You know, some people, again, I say everybody ain't got the flavor for Jackie. And I understand that. But if you know me, you know that I chop my right arm off before I hurt anybody. I'll give any, if I can give, I'm giving. Mm. And if I have to tell you no, know that that no hurted me more than it hurted you to hear. And on top of that, I'm going quadruple times to make the yes. I'm trying to figure it out because I know how that no feels, especially when it's us and from us. You know what I'm saying? I know that there's people that I've had to say no to. And then those people have taken an attitude towards me. Resources are not the same. There would be times where I'd be pushing my grandbaby in the stroller at Woodman's and somebody say, hey, you that lady that help people, my sister or my, I need help. I'm like, hey, baby, can you just call me tomorrow in my office? I'm shopping with my grandbaby.
That sound like me.
You know what I'm saying? Can we just have this? My office here's my phone number. Call me tomorrow or something like that. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't get to operate in a regular 9-to-5. Yeah. But now I try to take better care of myself.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
But I was that lady that helped people. And today, the resources aren't the same. So sometimes, and I say sometime, I just can't figure it out. Mm. 9 times out of 10, God is giving me favor, and I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to find somebody to ask. I know somebody. If I can't do it, I'm going to go find the person that I can ask behind the scenes. Yeah. You ain't going to see a whole lot of that on Facebook because I can't. You know what I'm saying? One, I can't type. That's my secret. So I ain't got no Instagram. I'm like, got them on no Twitter. So I don't got no ticky-tocky things. I got those things. My kids, my grandbaby made them. I don't know how to manage them. I don't know how to put nothing on them. Only Facebook. And but that's the, you know, like, that's just me, you know. I try to be a servant. And it just came organically. I didn't, like, honestly, I really never set out to do it. But once I owned it and identified it for myself and what it meant, I embraced it because to God be the glory, not to Jackie be the glory, you know? So these events, I'm looking forward to how my baby brings new life to them. And I'm excited for all the things that I'm watching my youngins do in this community. Michelle, like, I just, like, these pop-ups, these businesses. Let me stop talking about just that part because I might say something I shouldn't say right now.
John, can you cue up the Mary J. song? We often ask our guests to give us a song that they feel reflects them or they want to share with us, and we often talk too much to play the song. But I want to pause for a moment because Miss Jackie did give us a song, Mary J. Blige, My Life.
My Life.
Yeah.
That's my stuff right there.
My life, my life, my life, my life.
Come on, MJB.
Hey.
Ooh, You won't really need no one else except for the man of love. Yeah.
Because he'll give you love.
If you looked into my life,
welcome back. You know, we were having a great conversation in the studio while y'all was jamming out to Mary J. We were singing a little too. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But a couple interesting topics that we love on the show came up. Dating. Space for emotional conversations and men and their ability to talk about dating and emotional conversations. And what else did we talk about? I feel like that was already
that
a
was,
lot.
Listen, that was
what needed.
Oh, even off the mics, we on some deep stuff. Look, let me take a pause to quick tell y'all about some of the stuff coming up in the community. Right. Let me tell you about some stuff we got coming up in the community. So I'm really excited. Badger Rock Neighborhood Center. So Rooted at Badger Rock, you know, they've been a huge partner in the community, huge partner to Edo, and they've been doing some construction, right? We've got a new elementary school connected to the middle school. So this building is back open, and so now we're going to start seeing Badger Rock kicking it off. We're bringing back the Badger Rock Community Market in June, so I'm so excited for that. But tomorrow at 5 p.m. at Badger Rock, we got the Badger Rock Pop-Up Kitchen, and Kip is coming out. So if y'all don't know about Kip, y'all better think about some really, really good rib tips, macaroni and cheese. So that's at 5 o'clock tomorrow at the Badger Rock Center. That's over there on Badger Road. I used to have this address and memorized we were there so much. But let's see if I can pull it up.
I don't have the address of that, but I can say that when I was in high school, Kip had the home cooking down on the North Street.
Yeah.
That was the best.
Absolutely. What was it? Rotisserie Chicken? Was that what it's called?
Yeah, Kip's Rotisserie. Yeah, there's something like that. Yeah.
So 517 East Badger Road, tomorrow at 5 o'clock, Badger Rock Neighborhood Pop-Up Kitchen with Kip and our girl, Sweets by Sweet Michelle. Mm-hmm. So come out. I know she's going to have that caramel cake. I hope she do. Yeah. I'm going to be there. Then Thursday, come kick it with us. We're going to celebrate everybody's favorite auntie, Miss Jackie, and her birthday.
Yeah.
Out there at our Thirsty Thursday. So we're back out. Oh, and let me just give you the menu. I'm sorry, because I'm hungry right now. So tomorrow with Kip, it's rib tips, fried chicken, and catfish. Sides of jambalaya, mac and cheese, greens, sweet yams, cabbage with bacon, southern potato salad, cornbread, and desserts by Sweets by Sweet. Stop, so y'all better be there. If I don't see y'all out there, I know y'all must be sleeper out of town, because that sounded great. 5 to 7 over there at Badger Rock. Okay.
Order my plate right now.
I know,
now.
Right? Like, put your order in. Thirsty Thursdays at the Forward Club. So that's 917 East Mifflin. Come out and kick it with the crew. Miss Jackie will be in the house, sang that song. That's going to be from 7 to 10.
I'm coming.
And then this weekend. So I hope that enough of y'all are longtime listeners that you were on here when we had a guest, Papa Kobina, who came on and talked about Hitters Collective hip hop dance. But at the time, he was really excited and he was in the process of bringing a world dance tour competition to our city. Shout out to Kobe because he brought him. This weekend. So this weekend we have Battle at the Badgers Fusion Concept World Tour USA pre-qualifier. So what that means is, one, brother done got us national attention on the dance hip hop scene. He said he was going to do it. He did it. Job well done.
Let's get him
number
back
two
down.
He reached out and there's going to be black businesses and vendors there because we've been getting them connected to folks for the last couple weeks. So come shop and support the businesses. Go to Facebook, look it up online, Battle at the Badgers. It's going to be at a couple different locations throughout the weekend, but we're going to have nationally acclaimed dancers, people competing for a national world stage, so it's global. I mean, he's killing it. I always want to point out the growth in the community, because I feel like, especially our dance community, we just had the Madison Ballet folks on, and we don't hear enough about it.
Salute.
And so
we're
gonna salute and we're gonna make sure. But also, I love it when anybody sets a plan, a goal, and goes after it, and even if you don't achieve it, right? It's the going after it that gets me excited, and then that resilience. But I love it when a black man, black person sets down some stuff. The man came in here and said, I'm gonna do this thing.
Yeah.
And here we are a couple months later, and it's a happening.
And it's done.
Right?
And it's done.
I love it. So that's this weekend. I know that they have Sexy Saturdays out there at Hayes Place. So if y'all got some more stuff, you know, we trying to make sure we get it all on there. So y'all got to reach out to us. Let one of us know. And we will definitely shout you out. And, you know, we like it when y'all give us free tickets. I'm just going to throw that out there. We like swag. We love swag. Okay. But so let's get back. I want to say, Miss Jackie has been such an influence in my life. The first time I came across her, she didn't know me from Adam or Eve, and I was studying. I was part of the Human Services program at MATC. And she came into the room, and when she left the room, there's that rap song, like, you came on stage, you took a piece of my heart. But the woman resonated with me. The story that you told to that
I've
class
never heard that,
day,
song, but okay.
You don't, do we? The Roots family.
I know the Roots.
Don't come at me.
I know the Roots, but okay.
You're interrupting a beautiful
song.
We'll
talk about this later.
A story. See, this is what I deal with. You, the hip-hop guru.
I mean, get your story together, but go ahead.
Okay, point being, she told this story, and I'm not going to share the story because it's Miss Jackie's story to tell, but let me tell you that I just used and referenced the story and the experience in a training 2 weeks ago while I'm now training other behavioral health professionals to enter this work that we do. So when I was first discovering my passion and aligning like what I did and who I was and what I've experienced with how I can help my community, when I first took my steps into education, Miss Jackie was there because she had gone through the program and was somebody that they brought back as a guest speaker. Her story hit me in so many ways, right? The lifestyle she was leading resonated with the lifestyle I was trying to leave behind, and the story about it in the morning with your kids braiding hair. And I was having those same experiences. And it's crazy to me that I took that story and it stayed with me so long that I now use it as an example when I'm training people who are now in the seat I was in, right?
I use it too now.
Okay, yes. and then come along the lines again, young, ambitious, trying to get into the community. Not all of our elders feel the same way you feel about legacy, and not everybody knows how to make that intergenerational connection. And so I came out the door and I was doing something. I was ruffling some feathers. And y'all know who called me in? Miss Jackie. She had me come to her house and cook a breakfast, y'all. I knew Rase was going to make a comment. Rase don't believe I can cook. I said, boy, you know I ain't raised a house full of kids and I can't cook. But now my elders, my oldest children, they cook for me with the skills I gave to them.
Obviously.
Okay, don't go there, but okay. This man, because he can't get a plate, boy.
But
she called me in, and she made a space to understand and hear me.
That's what's up.
To give me understanding of my elders and create a bridge, right, while putting me to work. It was the most important. It sticks with me, though, right, because that's your auntie. I've shared with y'all that, you know, I'm adopted. I don't have older black women in my life, right? The ones that are my family, I have gone and created. Miss Jackie is my auntie in the truest way. And I told her that too, right? Like, I shared with her, like, your relationship with me is important because. And so even when you calling me to the table to say, youngin, let's talk it out, those are those valuable, right? And that's not everybody in our community does it. And when they do it, they don't do it always in a way that feels like love. So when I watch your steps and your journey, and I even just now listening to you talk about the way that you go about service delivery, it's just crazy to me how much of the way I view the world really reflects who you are and who you've shown me that you are. Without sitting down and saying, this is how you need to do it.
Wow.
You've been an example that I followed, and I'm now, I'll own the space that I'm also now an example people follow, right? Yeah. Like, I consider myself younger when I'm in presence of my elders, and I recognize that I'm in that sandwich generation. I'm not a spring chicken. And that the younger ones coming up, 30 and down, are definitely looking to see what we do. And so I can't tell you thank you enough.
That's what's up.
Because I know that I'm one of many, right?
Yes.
But it's just so deep when you have those people. And one of my goals is to be that, right? To be that. And you're right about the resources. Y'all don't know how many times we like, I don't know no organization that does that, but let me go see if Miss Jackie got you. Mm-hmm. And that's real. Even those of us who also provide, resources to the community, we know that those riding up on the right people in this community is what gets it done. And Miss Jackie, you've always been that right person. And so I just thank you. I thank you for the gifts from you. And now as I've grown to know your children and love them, I thank you for them too, right? Like, one of my favorite people to see when I'm out and about in the world is Juju.
It's Juju.
Really.
Yeah.
Nothing against the rest of your babies, but Julian has this energy, this smile. And then I love the conversation with him can go easily from like we cracking jokes to we talking about something real deep to we making plans about some business and he talking about what he's doing in the community. And I love that. And so, thank you.
Very well. I mean, we got to talk. You got an international superstar for a child too. Is we ain't even mentioned that one yet.
Romy.
But
I know Romy like my little brother that came out here.
International superstar.
I was about to say, look, don't sleep on my friend. Right. I call them my trailblazers. Yeah. Romy and Sugar, they the ones who lived that addiction with me, and they loved me. If it hadn't have been for them, I don't know if I would have made it.
Yes.
I don't know if recovery would have lasted.
Yes.
Because I couldn't be whole without them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And they were with their father in Milwaukee. And at the end of the day, they wanted to be back with me.
Yes.
They chose me.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Stable home, you know, all that stuff in Milwaukee with their father. I know it wasn't a walk in the park for them, but they definitely lived those years with me. And when the time came, they chose me.
Yeah.
It didn't matter what he was giving them in Milwaukee.
Sis, it's in you.
I couldn't be whole today without them. And they are amazing beings despite me, despite the crap that I raised them up in. In the beginning. Mm-hmm. Now, there was a turning point.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got them back, we was on some new stuff. But, my son Romy done performed globally.
He's got the Bucks anthem.
Yeah. Sugar is a entrepreneurial. Sugar is an entrepreneurial genius.
Yes.
From graphic arts to graphic design to to cooking. I like to catering to event planning to
Miss Jackie,
every doggone thing.
Like, Mommy used to come out to when we were going camping. Humble. And he'd pull up in his fly car.
With his rap.
With the rap. But girl, we in the woods. Right. Do you hear me? And he would pull up to the woods and he'd have a bouquet of flowers for the mothers out there.
Yep,
and he'd go play with my nephew Terrell, Tony.
Do you know that smile is so infectious?
Yeah.
If y'all ever paid attention to Romy's smile.
It is.
Oh my God.
And every time I see him, I give him the biggest hug. And when Tony died, he made it a point to come back here. From wherever he was in the world, he made it a point to get back here and extend his support and love to my family. And that just, I mean, it's a reflection of you.
Yeah.
It's a reflection of you.
I've raised some amazing human beings. I'm so humble. I just, like, the system had all kinds of things to say about what my children would become as a result of the woman that I was. Mm. And every last one of them done sent that system perspective straight to the freaking gutter, because ain't none of mine down there, from the smallest to the tallest, they all doing great, amazing things. Even Geneva, you know, and her healthcare stuff. You know, she just had her first baby. My little Noji Bear. She don't like for me to call him that, but that's what I call him, and I'm sticking with it.
That's right.
But if I could, I want to segue to a couple of initiatives. Well, one initiative in particular is called Tech Down. And I created that because my love for the art form of double dutch jump roping is dying. These little kids don't know double dutch. They don't know Chinese jump rope. They don't know jacks. They don't know hopscotch. I have created an initiative, and I'm going into elementary schools and I'm teaching double dutch jump rope. Y'all remember at Juneteenth when I first came on board, I created a Juneteenth. We had double dutch rope competitions. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All the times. But the babies today, because like of this technology world, they just don't get out and do that. So Tech Down is, put that phone and that iPad away. Come on outside. Mm-hmm. I'm about to create a competitive jump rope with MICR. Like, I don't want to tell too much. So there's many benefits to double dutch jump roping, not just double dutching, but it's health and wellness. It's camaraderie. Mm-hmm. There's company. Like, it's healthy for you to do. So I'm a part of another club called 40 Plus Double Dutch Club. Shout out to them. It's global. We jumped yesterday. So I do that, you know. And then the other thing that I wanted to mention was my birthday coming up Friday, March 29th. Four years ago, when the global pandemic had just hit, I was preparing to launch my first book. Mm-hmm. The book titled Redeemed Through Recovery.
Let's go.
Is a book about resilience, restoration, and reconciliation, and how forgiveness allowed me to be free to be. Right. And when I talk about forgiveness, it's not anyone forgiving anyone else forgiving me. It's about me forgiving me. I had to identify those places where I had really hurt and done harm. And because my God forgave me, his word said he did. Mm-hmm. I needed to find that for myself. Mm-hmm. I was who I was. I did what I did. But if you allow yourself to be free from those things, you can forge a new path. And so my book, Redeemed Through Recovery, never got the book launch. I never got my autographed book signing out. I never got my public book reading done. And so I'm going to try to do something like that when it comes as a part of my 30th anniversary. But also, people thought the book was my life story. Well, it's not. Basically, it is a book about forgiveness, and I share some very intimate vignettes of things and harm that I've done that I had to forgive myself for. And in the back of the book, you can forgive yourself as well. It's like a little journal.
Wow.
Every chapter has a title. You can look at the title and read the vignette, and then you can go back there and journal how it relates to you.
Wow.
'Cause it will.
Yeah.
Simple as that. You ain't never had to be a drug addict for this book to relate to you. So anyway, and I am planning to do a book too. And it's going to be Redeemed Through Recovery, A Deeper Dive. And in that deeper dive, you will get some Jackie.
Wow.
Let's go.
Yeah.
So stay on the lookout for that. And
my pastor
Antoine and me, clearly we need to write books because we surrounded by published authors.
Y'all tripping.
We surrounded by published authors. I love that though.
My pastor told me, he taught us just this past Sunday. I had to watch from New York, but he said, "You are not your trauma. Your trauma is your experience, not your identity. Your identity is found in Christ."
Come on now.
And I just hearing you say it solidified a lot for me in that moment as well. So
You're very welcome. I do have copies of my book if anybody is interested. Before we get to the book signing reading. But, you know, hit me up if you like to, or it's on Amazon or whatever, you can find it there. But if you want that autographed copy personalized by me, you of course.
That's my favorite.
What's the name again?
Redeeming through recovery.
Information. Yeah. How do they get in contact with you, Ms. Jackie?
Okay.
Now you heard her say she don't do social media.
Only thing I do is I got all of them, but I just do Facebook.
Ms. Jackie will find
Jacqueline
you.
Jacqueline Hunt. I'm on Facebook, Jacqueline Hunt. But the phone number that I'm free and willing to give out is 608-628-7708, and you can hit me up on that number. My email is Jacqueline, JACQUELYN .Hunt, HUNT at gmail.com. I'm not hard to get in touch with. Foster of Dane County is my nonprofit. I even say that?
No. I was also going to ask you if Mary's House is still something you're working on. So please talk about your organization.
Foster of Dane County, Families Overcoming Struggles to Encourage Restoration. This was an acronym for my community service project that I wrote way back in 1999 when I graduated from Madison College, where I actually also gave the commencement speech. But anyway, it's a passion. It encompasses my counseling, case management, and consulting services that I do. It also hosts the three events that I'm able to do in the community, because when I first started them, I was doing them out of my own pocket and asking my friends for donations and stuff from the agencies that they worked for or whatever. And now it's grown. So we serve in the community now, like I said, for over 15 years now. And then the second thing you said was
Mary's House, your goal.
The House of Mary Experience.
The House of Mary.
Home.
Mm. House, you got an acronym. You go acronym crazy, don't you?
And so I have a dream to open a home, House of Mary Experience, for young moms to be with their children where they don't have to work the first 2 years of their lives. They get to bond and attach with their children. They get to understand and learn what parenting is, right? They will gain life skills. Get up in the morning, wash your face, brush your teeth, make your bed, fix your breakfast.
Yes.
Vacuum, you know, like real life skills, the things that I grew up learning, and that shaped my character, right? And then they can explore careers, finish educational goals that they have, learn about budgeting and all that other stuff, savings and things like that, and then transition out into a transitional living environment. And then from there, the goal is home ownership.
Yes.
Now, my son, Romy, as we mentioned, does his consulting business, helps people repair their credits.
Credit, yeah.
Right. And my son, Julian, is a realtor.
That's right.
And he knows all about these programs that help first time home buyers, help them understand what they need to do to qualify, how to get your credit score up, you know. These things have been being implemented in a way already. Like they implement these things already every day organically.
Yes.
It's not anything that's just been planned and programmed out yet. It's just organic. But we're gonna bring in a nice package and make sure that our community can benefit and our youngins, our even younger youngins, not y'all youngins, the other youngins, the youngest youngins. Because
Jesus.
You know, some of the things that I experience out here with them is not necessary. They don't know what they don't know.
Yeah.
Simple
as
that.
Yeah.
And I feel like these are the babies that I may have influenced their parents during my addiction. So now I got to pay it forward twice.
That's right. I know that's right.
And if I'm not a part of the solution, I know I'm a part of the problem, because it's my responsibility to help these babe, to help the youngest. And mm-hmm. that was another
she said, right. If I'm not part of the solution, I know I'm part of the problem. Y'all put that one in your back pocket. Mm-hmm. Think about that one today. As mm-hmm. you go through the day in small and big problems, so in your life, in your family, and in your community, if you're not part of the solution, just know you're part of the problem. Own that, right? Because that's kind of deep when you think about it. Some of us think mm-hmm. that if we're not part of the problem, we cool.
We good.
Now, mm-hmm. if you're not part of the solution, accept you're part of the problem. Mm. I know true. Y'all picked up a lot of gems, but I just needed y'all to, right? Okay? Because that one resonates, and we all need to hear that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We closing down. It was another beautiful morning. Please come out Thursday. Celebrate Miss Jackie.
Thank you, Miss Jackie.
Buy that book.
Yeah, sing a song.
Get that book.
Right? I'm trying to find a song that a whole group can sing. Y'all got to be my backup.
You know, okay. I like to sing. You know, I'm one of the best.
I tell you, Miss Jackie get on the mic
they
every...
They can sing happy birthday to you. Ain't your birthday coming up?
Yeah. Oh, uh-huh. Yeah. Yes. Come on out on thank Thursday you. Night. Let's celebrate.
Yeah, we coming.
Come on and let's celebrate with y'all auntie.
Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. You're we appreciate you. Welcome. We love
thank you. Thank you for being you. Thank you. Thank you for being you.
Thank you, Miss Jackie. Thank you. I got so many people on this live. Amazing woman. Beautiful woman. Oh. We love Miss Jackie.
Don't forget fly and stylish.
Yeah.
Because I didn't tell y'all part of the inspiration for last year's travel season is Miss Jackie, too.
Michael Johnson on here. Going. Jackie is the truth.
Yeah.
Thanks, MJ. That's what's
well,
up.
Well, last summer at Juneteenth, we was in the car. Was I with you?
When?
I was in the car waiting for the parade to go by. And we like, ooh, look at this car. Oh, Miss Jackie in the car. Y'all just don't know what I say okay. stylist. So she in here right now, fly with the hair.
Fly with the shirt.
Stop playing with us.
So that's why,
but I say you inspire it in so many ways, ma'am. So many ways. Mm-hmm. But yeah,
that's true.
Get up out the town was definitely something I learned from you. While I was gone, I got to go hang out with your daughter. Like,
yeah.
I think one of the times we were like in Atlanta at the same time. Were you like, look, where you at? Come on, bowl. We just randomly pop up places. Miss Jackie there mm-hmm. welcoming us to come mm-hmm. hang. Like, but that's how you create community that lasts, right?
That we want to let you know you're appreciated.
Yeah, I'm in.
I appreciate that. Y'all, this is all love.
Yeah.
And I'm humbled. You know, I didn't set out to become who God created. Well, I did set out to be who God created me to be, but right. I just didn't know what that was going to look like, mm-hmm. right? And today, I don't think I'm there. I'm still working and striving to become a better version of Jackie, just like you guys are. Yeah. So just know, give me some grace, too.
Okay. Yeah.
When I mess up, look, give me some grace too.
I know it's towards the end. Congratulations, as we see you in your spiritual journey. I see you somewhere up in the pulpit now. Well, doing
no, I did.
Come on now.
I couldn't believe
it. We'll stay there for another episode. But I just want to let you know. I congratulate you. God bless you.
Congratulations.
That's all right.
God bless.
God bless you on what you're doing.
Thank you, baby. I appreciate it. And just know this for all my super Christian people out there: it ain't where you go. It's how you go.
Mm.
And it's not what you do, it's how you do. Mm-hmm. So if you know me and you know my character, I don't care what environment you see me in, mm-hmm. just know that I'm still true to that woman, Auntie Jackie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Like
thank
that.
Y'all for tuning in. WORT 89.9 FM. Tuesday, 8 o'clock buzz with the Two Turnt Tuesday crew. Now, something I've been meaning to tell y'all is when you have these conversations, y'all write in, y'all call in, y'all tell us how much you're enjoying the vibe in the conversation. My hope is that you'll continue the conversation in the community with your family, your friends. Right. Keep it going and then come back to us. Tell us what y'all think. Yes. Take care. Peace out. It's been real.
Boom, 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 boom.
Just how much
You've been listening to Tuesday 8 O'Clock Buzz on WORT 89.9 FM, Madison, Wisconsin. Coming up next, 3 hours of folk music on One Fine Morning with Peter Allen. But first, the Insurgent Radio Kiosk.
This is the Insurgent Radio Kiosk for Tuesday, March 26th.
This is Common Places. I'm Diego Alegría. Esto es Lugares Comunes. Mi nombre es Diego Alegría. We use metaphors to live by. Usamos metáforas para vivir. Some have become common places. Algunas se han vuelto lugares comunes. Today's metaphor is... La metáfora de hoy es... Time is time. El tiempo es tiempo. Y, luego y, tarde y después. And, later and, then and after. Conforme, a propósito. According, with regard to. A medida que nos adentramos al rostro de las cosas por venir. As we, further into, the face of things to come. Con fin determinado, with purposeful end. Ahorrar días, malgastar años, invertir y recordar. To save, to waste years, to invest and to recall. ¿Qué pasará? What will happen? Prestada es la hora, el calendario. Borrowed is the hour, the calendar. El tiempo es tiempo. Time is time.
Everyone's telling you to love yourself more, or to love yourself less, or that self-care is more than bubble baths. Tonight at 6, Nick Shire of Heartbrain will offer a class, Writing Love Letters to Yourself, a writing class as self-care. Participants will map out how they can know the best parts of themselves. That's a Get to Know Yourself Again writing workshop tonight at 6 at Hawthorne Library, 2707 East Washington Avenue.